Bad girls feel good about being bad. Fact: sex is not a four-letter word. When Jane was a teenager, she would often go without a bra. She was proud of her small, perfectly shaped bosom. She also enjoyed the way fabrics felt against her skin, the smooth, cool glide of cotton across her chest, or the luxurious caress of her favorite satin blouse. This small but important practice was just enough to keep Jane in touch with her body and her growing awareness of herself as a sexual being. Although she was still a virgin, she was beginning to understand the power that a sexually enlivened woman possesses, as was demonstrated by the appreciative glances she would sometimes garner from her male classmates. All that came to a screeching halt the day Jane's mother took her shopping for some new clothes and discovered in the dressing room that her daughter was not wearing a bra. "Are you out of your mind? What kind of message do you think that sends to people? Do you want boys to think that you're loose? That you're cheap? That you're a tramp? Now you march out there and come back with an armful of brassieres. Braless indeed." Thus began Jane's all-too-lengthy slide into good girlhood. Her mother's unfortunate harangue haunted Jane for years to come. It influenced her behavior regarding the clothes she bought, the movies she saw, the language she used, even the way she looked at herself in the mirror. Jane's mother's comment was so loaded with threat and innuendo that Jane's bad girl took a 10-year sabbatical. Although the setup and the particulars may be very different, I bet you could tell a story that sounds a whole lot like Jane's. Do you remember the first time your budding sexuality was trampled on, dismissed, or similarly snuffed out? So many women go through life apologizing for their sexual impulses and taking themselves out of their own desires. The feelings are there. The need is there. The drive is there. But it all creates such discomfort. Why? Because a good girl isn't supposed to be that sexual. That's what we've been told, and, like good little girls, we comply. Are you your own worst sexual enemy? When we are young, we are chaste, and the adults we come in contact with treat us accordingly. Our parents, siblings, peers, teachers, neighbors, clergy, etc. The problem is, as we get older, we have no one in charge to help us make the transition into sexual beings. It's funny how easy it seems to be to talk to young girls about what they shouldn't do in terms of dressing provocatively, wearing makeup, and so on. It's much harder to talk about how to do things in an attractive, sophisticated, and sexy manner.